just an information day. It's simply an information event for people to come along. It's on the Radisson Hotel from 2 o'clock until 8 p.m. today. And it's just to encourage people to come in and have a look at the things that are happening in the town. As you pointed out, the final output of the 2040 regeneration plan will be there for people to look at. The drawings for the outdoor dining infrastructure at on Green and Theatre will be available to look at too. The drawings for the new urban adventure park in Bernard McGlinchey Town Park will be available as well. And there's, you know, all the different sections of the council will be represented. Economic development will be there to give information on business supports and advice. Housing will be represented to tell people about the grants that are available for older people and people with a disability and so on, and the repair and lease scheme, those sort of things. The environment will be there on waste management and recycling. And so it's just all these things that are there, and it's just a nice sort of informal event that people can drop in and have a chat with whoever they're particularly interested in and have a look at these things and see all the things that are going on in the town. You know, I think there is a lot there, but people maybe don't, things can be slow to happen and a lot has to be done, and people don't see things to be happening on the ground. But it's, you know, just to update people and show them everything that is going on. And you mentioned the Market Square there, Donal, and hopefully we'll be seeing real progress in that in 2023.
In terms of the status, as you say, this is an information initiative which has very much been taken by the members themselves. It doesn't have the same status, as it were, as a public consultation. This isn't a formal event, it's an informal event. It's a time for chat rather than a time, as it were, for discussing strategies and so on. But no doubt what people say today will be listened to, and if people have views to give today, those views will be taken on board.
Yeah, that's right, Joel, but it's important that people are aware that it's not a consultation process. It's not an event for people to come along and make submissions. But definitely people can put their ideas there and have a chat with the people involved. But it's more about just getting information out on all the things that are there, all the services that are there, and all the things that are happening within the town over the next couple of years, and just giving people an update on all of that. So, and it's as you say, it's informal. People can have a cup of tea and a chat or whatever, but certainly people can throw their ideas out there. But it's not a day for council officials to take ideas on board as such in a formal way.
We do know that, as I said, the town plan is going out to public consultation. The decision to do that was taken a week ago today. That's obviously going to be a much more formal thing, and it's going to be a very important thing. And maybe what's going to be important is for people to have a look informally at the plans and at what's on the cards today, and maybe then use that to inform themselves when they can actually look at the meat and two veg of the actual plan itself.
Yeah, exactly, Donald. And that public consultation on the plan will be taking part early in the new year. The decision was taken last week, but we're holding back on putting it out to public consultation, obviously, until people get Christmas over and so on. And that'll be happening in the new year. And that is very, very important, obviously, that people engage in that. And today is a chance, really, to see all the things that are happening and maybe let people get their ideas together for that, as you say. Yeah.